We're talking today with Bob McCann, who's the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Bob, I guess first of all, as you arrive from your home state of Texas and other folks here in the Southern Plains anyway, and even up here into Colorado and some of several other points around the country, we've got to be feeling a lot better after these rains over the last really a couple of months.
That's right, Ron. It's nice to see a lot of the countryside kind of recovering. Of course, there's still some pockets, and especially in California, that are still suffering, and our prayers go out to those landowners and producers out there. But it is nice. We've had some good rain in Texas and a lot of the central part of the United States, and people are kind of getting flush, and with the good markets we're enjoying right now, it's a pretty good time in the cattle business.
I guess what one of the hopes that we've got is that we've got a lot of cow-calf operators thinking about holding on to mama cows and bringing some more young heifers in.
That's true, and I think with the market conditions we've been having the last few months, or actually the last two or three years, you know, people are kind of building a little equity back into their programs, and hopefully we'll get this cow herd on the upswing, and which is exactly where we need to be.
I would think as you talk to cattle producers, they're also talking a lot about these high prices.
They are. And as president of NCBA, of course, I'm taking full credit for the good market this year. And it's almost kind of scary, as good as it's been. It just seems like there's no end to it. Of course, everybody's a little bit scared when they see the beef prices go up, but we've got lots of good things that are helping to maintain that market with our good international market demand and, of course, the good domestic demand that we've got going on right now too. So
a lot of things going on, obviously, that the industry's having to pay attention to, that NCBA's paying attention to, and I guess more than anything else I'm hearing out of folks like Colin Woodall and a lot of your members, Miles, is this Waters of the U.S. issue.
That's right, Ron. It is our top priority right now for NCBA, and it just affects all of our producers in such a big way. And this is just a private property rights grab that we're not going to stand down for, and we've got to make sure we get our voice heard on this. So we've got a goal of putting together over 10,000 comments from our NCBA producers and our state affiliates and make as big a splash as we can. And, you know, this is just something that we feel in our hearts. Farmers and ranchers are the folks that know best how to manage their land, know best how to manage their water, and if we got to stop and wait for some government official to give us a permit every time we got to do one of our ranching or farming practices, it's not going to work. So we're gonna make a big groundswell, and we're gonna make sure we get heard on this issue, and hopefully we'll be able to stop.
Clearly, you know, there are folks out there that are supportive of this rule that say that we've got to protect our water at all costs. But this is not just a water issue, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, we talk a lot about good best management practices and good stewardship and sustainability. And these are all things that farmers and ranchers have been practicing for decades and for centuries. And we're just documenting it a little bit more, and we're doing a lot of research on it. And we're getting that information, that education out there to our folks, where they can make the good choices on how to manage and their water and their land. But what we don't need is a regulatory person telling us what we can and can't do that doesn't know anything about our property.
You had the Canadian agricultural minister here at the meeting talking to your executive committee, and I know his message is very, very clear. They don't like COOL. They have never really liked COOL at all as a mandatory program, and they're looking now to retaliation under the WTO.
That's right, and we've had a lot of good talks and with Minister Rich, and we appreciated his presence here at our meeting today. Country of origin labeling has been a very contentious issue, and of course has been a detrimental issue, in my opinion, to the whole industry. Canada and Mexico are some of our biggest customers of our product and have been for quite a few years, and that's just not a good way to treat your best customer. They're suffering some economic damages from this law. I have suffered in the past. My family in South Texas, we import Mexican feeder steers from time to time as a supplemental when we have additional grass. And it's a great tool, and that, you know, with the global market and with low cattle numbers, we need to be able to trade cross-border freely and have harmonious trade. And country of origin labeling just doesn't allow for that.
Now, you know, you've got detractors of this practice of allowing Mexican cattle into our country to be you know, grazed, to be fed. You've got firsthand, you know, knowledge of this. So these are good cattle. They've got good genetics, don't they?
Sure. Oh yes. The majority of the cattle that come in that I see from Mexico are probably from American raised bulls and cows in a lot of sense. But we send a lot of seed stock down to Mexico and to Canada, and so it's, you know, it's a give and take situation. And for the detractors from Cool, you know, I think that there was a thought process at one time that, you know, maybe this would help our value of our cattle domestically here, and it has not done anything for that. The consumers really don't pay a whole lot of attention to that country of origin labeling. The research, we have research documented that says that. And so it's time for it to go and get on with our business and get on with some good trade markets.
The checkoff side of the folks are excited, obviously, with this return on investment study that they've unveiled at this meeting. As a producer on the policy side, you've got to feel really good about the support of the checkoff and the idea that the dollars that are put in, a dollar in, $11 back.
It's great. It was great news to hear that, and I think it's good for producers out in the country to know, you know, how their investment's going. And as was mentioned in one of the meetings earlier today, you'll see a lot of the states that have taken that extra initiative to go ahead and pass an additional checkoff, you know, may just have a little bit of a financial advantage over some of the others at this point. So, you know, with that and you know, possibly being able to someday raise a national, you know, these are things that we need to be doing. And our cattle are worth a lot of money right now, and we need to be expending a little more money in promoting our product.
You've been in recent meetings with other organizations regarding the checkoff. What do you think the possibilities are of improving that checkoff as far as raising it?
Well, I think it's better than I've seen it in a long time, Ron. I'll say that. I was a little discouraged for a few years. It just looked like we weren't getting anywhere. But I think we may have an option that might could work for everybody. And if all the organizations can make that effort to kind of work together, you know, I think there's a shot at this. And you know, there's always fears, you know, when you're working with some unknowns, and these are some things a lot of folks here are worried about. But combined with a lot of enthusiasm about raising state checkoffs, I think things are going to get better.
Do you anticipate the meeting on Saturday possibly having a resolution about endorsing some sort of a checkoff plan?
I'm not sure yet. We're still kind of having some conversations about that, but we are mainly just kind of enlightening our folks as to what's going on at this point and talking about possible next steps. We got a little bit of work to do before we make the real hard choices going forward. But I think we're mainly just trying to get our folks up to speed and have some dialogue and have some comments back and get an idea how people feel about this.